Hi, folks. Chocolate Yoda here, spelled Y-O-D-D-A-H, because film studios are litigious. A New York City judge, Juan Merchan, had to expand a gag order against Donnie Dump, who I will now refer to as Don Dump since he's acting like a gangster. Think about this, and in the back of your mind, keep this question. Is this normal? Is this presidential? So that's two questions, right? I mean, we kind of know it's not presidential, but is there any normalcy to any of this behavior? A judge had to tell a defendant in a criminal trial, do not go after family members. And maybe it's unfair to refer to him as Don Dump because gangsters generally don't go after family members. They consider them, you know, non-combatants, civilians, whatever. There's a certain code amongst gangsters, amongst organized criminals. They've drawn a line in the sand. It's a line based on morality that says, no matter what we do to each other, including murdering each other, let's not go after family members. But Don Dump, who wants to be a gangster, he decided it's okay to go after not only just a family member, but the judge's family. This is insanity. Is this normal to anyone? Does anyone hear this and go, yeah, that's just what happens. It's perfectly normal. Just another day in the world of criminal court. No. And of course, it would take the light a million years from presidential to reach this douchebag. I mean, come on. It's just unbelievable. You have a guy with 91 counts, give or take. I think a few of them were dropped recently. Something like 85 counts right now. Criminal counts against him. And he's just a few days away from starting his first criminal trial. And what he's doing is attacking the child of the judge. And why would anybody be crazy enough to do that? Well, you send a message. You send a message to potential jurors and to potential prosecutors and anyone involved in the case that you are not untouchable. I will come after you. I will hurt your family. And this is not hyperbole, because just about everyone involved in prosecuting Dump has received death threats. It's stochastic terrorism. Terrorism by proxy. He won't do anything himself because we know he's a punk. Captain Bone Spurs, but he will motivate and activate his cult members. And again, we have evidence of that. We've seen what these people do in defense of their dear cult leader. And I'll go ahead and say he's probably counting on that. He wants people intimidated. He wants to poison the jury pool. Of course, this is all just my opinion, but it seems pretty clear. Who goes after the judge's family? Folks, this is just beyond. And this is just the latest thing in the truckload of things that invalidates this man to be in the White House. I won't refer to him as president because I don't believe he ever was. He was the White House squatter, in my opinion. But I mean, wow, the balls it takes to go after the judge's family to the point where the judge has to say, well, now your gag order includes family of anyone involved in this, and he faces a penalty. Under law, there's two potential penalties that he can face for violating the gag order, which he might have already done, by the way, a day after the expanded gag order was issued. Dump went online and posted something about the judge's daughter that came from someone else, which I believe is a violation, but we'll see how that plays out. And it's actually two potential penalties, or one or the other, something like that. But under the law, he can be fined $1,000, which of course is meaningless, because when he was fined $5 million, the next day he went out and defamed E. Jean Carroll again. But the other potential penalty is up to 30 days in jail. Now, I know Dump doesn't want that because he's campaigning right now. I mean, they're more like Hitler rallies, but they're called campaign rallies. And for him to be put in jail, I mean, it's a disaster on many fronts. The optics are terrible. Plus, he's not going to be able to campaign. And he's going to lose voters as a result. But I don't think Dump can control himself. And I think he's going to, if the judge decides he hasn't already, I think it's just a matter of time before he says something. Now, I might be wrong about that, because since the second E. Jean Carroll penalty of $83.3 million, he has not uttered a word about her. So there's a chance that he's come to the light regarding that. So maybe 30 days in jail, or even a day in jail, whatever the judge would decide, would sober him up. Who knows? But it's almost inevitable that he's going to violate this again. I mean, he's just a petulant child with no self-control, and he has no regard for the law, clearly. So he's probably going to violate the gag order, but we'll see. But really, again, is this normal? Is any of this normal to anyone? Does anyone look at this guy and go, yeah, this is how people behave. This is how just regular people behave. This is how presidential candidates behave. This is how people in the public eye behave. This is how billionaires behave. You know, I mean, none of this is normal. And I'm tired of the mainstream media acting like it is normal, acting like it's just another campaign between two opposing sides, and they're both bringing their ideas to the table. No, I defy anyone to name one policy that Dump has put forward in his campaigns. You know, what's this guy plan to do aside from being dictator for a day? Sure, one day. That's his goal. But I mean, folks, this is just unbelievable to me. And I just continue to get shot out of a cannon every time this guy makes a public statement. It's like on Easter Sunday, he posted 77 times. Folks, think about it. Just for a moment, indulge me and think about this. Think about anyone that you know in your life, like on a personal level, someone you care about, and you saw that they posted 77 times about anything in one day. 77 times? You'd do a wellness check, wouldn't you? You'd call them up just to make sure they were okay, wouldn't you? I would too. And this guy's posting like that almost every day. Just a lunatic. But that's a story for another time. That's all for now, folks. Peace, love, and granola. Talk to you soon.